The worst part I hated about pool six was it had flat bottoms in the bins. So you'd have to go down, and they called it banjo to pull the grain and that to the opening where the belt was down below. Well, that wasn't bad. It was grain, but if there was hung up screenings, then you'd have to go down on the cable in the chair and with a pitchfork loosened because it stuck all around the sides of the walls, go down there. And then most of the time, once you start stirring that dust up, that grain dust and that from the screenings, you couldn't see your hand in front of you. That was the most horrifying, especially the height.
I take it you've done that.
Yes, yes.
A number of times.
Several times.
Did they provide you with a mask?
Face mask, yes.
Yeah, for breathing, but...
Yes.
Goggles for the eyes? Or?
Goggles, yes.
I see.
Yes.
So they did try to protect you, but of course, it's like being underwater in a sense.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the center was hollow, but it was always hung up on the edges.
Sure.
So some fellas would go down, you know, a little further than they should, and when they collapse, it'd be almost like an avalanche, and then that puff, and some of them get buried up to here and there, and holler and get cranked up a little ways out of there. So that's the worst part of the old elevator business.
Who got chosen to do that, or on what basis did you get the job?
Well, junior workers and that, but then you'd go down for a spell, and then they'd crank you back up, and then the next guy would go over and give it a bit of a break.
One of the great advantages of seniority was being able to
stay on the top side, yes, and
doing
do the cranking or the safety line around the
two. What were the tapered ones at pool seven? So
yes, and then they later on they did convert and had contractors put in a tapered bottom there,
sure,
hopper type bottom.
Right.